and welcome to a very special edition of the Full Force News Burst, brought to you by GeneralsJoes.com, with me as your host, Chris Shocked McLeod, aka Diagnostic 80. On this instalment of a bit of a miserable kind of burst, I am joined by Justin Bad News Bell to discuss the latest story to emerge from Hasbro regarding a huge organisational change and possible layoffs. So without further ado, let's get stuck into this news burst. A story popped up yesterday that hinted at a massive organisational shift at major toy company Hasbro, including the possibility of a number of layoffs. The news was immediately met with concern for those workers who could possibly see their end at the company very soon. Hasbro representative Julie Duffy gave a statement to Eyewitness News saying, "While some of these changes are difficult, we must ensure we have the right teams in place with the right capabilities to lead the company into the future. We continue to add new capabilities based on our understanding of the consumer and how our retailers are going to market, while evolving the way we organise our business across our brand blueprint." Hasbro mentioned that the changes would affect a single-digit percentage of their workforce, which would still affect around 5,000 employees. There have been a few rumours floating around that we won't confirm or deny, and certainly won't be talking about in this burst. Instead, we will discuss what this means for the company going forward, and try to understand why a shift is occurring in the first place. So Justin, firstly, let's talk about why this is happening at all. What's going on at Hasbro, in your opinion?
You know, it's tough to call. I mean, I think it certainly is going to be timed to, you know, the upcoming earnings report, but it's also the really intriguing thing, or not really intriguing, but somewhat disappointing thing is, I mean, how many months ago were they announcing that they bought the Power Rangers license for how many millions of dollars? And, you know, regardless of how one impacts the other, as far as, you know, whether purchasing licensing really impacts people's jobs, you know, it's tough to tell with the corporate structure these days, but it's not a good look anyway. You know, to in the summer spend, what, $20 million on a new license, and then, you know, a few months later start firing people. So, I mean, it certainly does not look good. And I know there was also concerns with what was going on with Toys R Us and how they weren't, you know, with them going bankrupt, they weren't able to pay a bunch of bills that they owed to these toy companies. So I think a lot of people were expecting some sort of downward trend, but it is kind of disappointing that they wouldn't, you know, they wouldn't weather the storm, so to speak. I think there's a very reactionary tendency in corporate America today where, if something even looks bad, it's going to be tragic. So they have to take these drastic measures so the numbers don't look as bad as they could, rather than just, you know, grinning and bearing it for a quarter and recovering. But, we'll see what happens. I don't know if this is beyond. I mean, Hasbro's been doing layoffs on a pretty regular basis for the past, you know, 3 or 4 years. I don't know if this is something above and beyond what they've already kind of been doing, or, if it's 5,000 employees, that's pretty significant.
I mean, are we seeing the company shift into an entertainment giant here and therefore moving the majority of operations to LA?
That's possible. I mean, I think they've been doing that anyway. And I mean, not necessarily moving operations to LA, but they've certainly been making a subtle shift, or maybe even not so subtle shift over the past several years, to taking those, you know, on-site resources and moving it to offshore, or not necessarily offshore, but kind of outsourced services. You know, there's been a lot of people, obviously, that we know who have lost jobs, people in the design world, and are being replaced either by freelancers or, you know, by whatever new technology that's out there that might be doing some of this work for them. But I don't know if this really is a shift to moving operations to LA. It certainly could be. I guess I wouldn't be surprised if that happens. But I would suggest that if they are making a move towards being an entertainment giant, they should probably focus on actually making a successful film franchise again first.
Yeah, I agree with that wholeheartedly. And there's a couple of things floating around at the moment. We do know there have been layoffs. So even though the news burst that we're doing at the moment suggests they may be coming up, we know there have actually been layoffs, but we're not going to be discussing the ins and outs of that for obvious reasons. But we can confirm that that is the case. We don't know at this stage. We don't know how many. We don't know how many people have been affected yet. So that's something that I would imagine would probably come out on Monday when we get that earnings report, or even after that, when, you know, some more information kind of starts coming to the surface. And even then, I don't think they've ever really divulged that information in the past to a massive degree, have they?
Not really. I mean, I seem to think that we've heard a percentage at one of those larger layoffs in the past, but I might be wrong about that. They certainly don't give a whole lot of detail. They very rarely would put numbers out there, I wouldn't think.
But. Yeah, but that's understandable. That's something you don't really want to kind of advertising as such. Okay, another thing I wanted to ask you, could you see a possible merger with Mattel on the cards, especially since the toy department of the company seems to be downgrading dramatically, and the fact that the kind of Mattel Hasbro thing has been going on in recent months? We've even heard of there was a bid for Mattel, wasn't it, by Hasbro that
right.
Mattel kind of turned down and kind of turned their nose up to, saying that it was very much not worth it in their,
right,
from their standpoint.
It's an interesting thought. I mean, a lot of times when they're pitching mergers and acquisitions and things like this, you know, there's a lot of due diligence looking at the balance sheets and the books and see, you know, just to see how profitable one is over the other and whether or not a merger or acquisition is even financially feasible. So, you know, this could be kind of a shifting of numbers to set something up like that going forward. I don't know if this necessarily guarantees that, but, you know, it wouldn't surprise me if, you know, a month or two from now we see it announced. But again, I'd be concerned if I was Hasbro, if I was their PR department, I'd be very worried about, you know, spending all this money on a Power Rangers license. All of a sudden, you know, 6 months later, you're firing 5,000 employees. And then, you know, a few months after that, you're acquiring another toy company. I mean, that's just, regardless of what the realities of the corporate world are, that just does not look good from an outsider's perspective. And, you know, if I was Hasbro PR, I would be, you know, a little nervous about all that news kind of coming on the tail of each other.
It's been an odd year so far, hasn't it? I mean, we've
yes.
got like Toys R Us, which went bankrupt, and that kind of, you know, really upset a lot of people, obviously,
yeah.
affected a lot of people. The fact they're coming back, but there's a tinge of real shady kind of, I don't know,
mm-hmm.
corporate. I don't know, it's just really shady the way it's kind of returning.
Very much so, yeah.
And then you've got this happening. On top of that, the fact that G.I. Joe, like Joe Con has, you know, finished this year. The club are coming to
yeah.
an end this year. It feels like one of those years where just everything that can go wrong with the brand that we love. And that brings me on to the last question. I mean, where do you think this leaves G.I. Joe and Hascon? Because obviously that's a Rhode Island event.
Yeah.
And the fact that they had all their employees working at that event.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, what do you think they're going to be? Because that's still going ahead by all accounts. They're still,
right.
they're still set with that date. I mean, where do you think it leaves? Let's start with Hascon. Where do you think it leaves Hascon?
Well, I mean, they've committed to the 2019 date, so I would find it hard to believe that they would renege on that. But you bring up a great point again. I mean, they basically, you know, my understanding was they worked, you know, it was all internal staff who managed Hascon. They didn't contract out to any, you know, convention providers or anything like that. So they depended on people who worked for the company already doing all of that work. And now there's, you know, 5,000 less of them. I mean, who knows if any of the people that do get laid off, if they'd had anything to do with Hascon, maybe they hadn't. But, you know, it's tough to see that as not being a negative, you know, losing mm. that, you know, that much of your workforce, people who work real hard to put Hascon on. But like I said, they've already committed to that September 2019 date. You know, I'm sure they've probably already reserved the convention center and everything. I would imagine that's still going to happen. It's just probably going to have to see how well it does or what they do.
And how do you think it affects G.I. Joe? Because obviously it hasn't really, there's been nothing about G.I. Joe anyway with Hasbro at the moment. It's just all
yeah.
up in the air in any case. But I mean, where do you think it leaves G.I. Joe as a brand? Do you think we're going to, it might be kind of bundled away a bit again? Or do you think, you know, that it's all tied in with this movie kind of scenario?
Yeah, I think it's still tied in with the movie stuff. And I think they'll, you know, if they have to freelance some design work, that's what they'll do. I mean, we all know they didn't have a huge team on the brand anyway.
Yeah.
So I can't imagine this would impact that much. But that being said, it certainly isn't a good thing. I don't think anything like this is ever a good thing. And even if it doesn't impact kind of the brand existing, you know, you have to wonder, you know, what the impact is going to be down the road. Because, I mean, clearly when certain employees left Hasbro, you know, a certain number of years ago, there was an impact on quality and production and things like that. So it's, you know, you never know what's going to happen when stuff like that goes on.
Well, I think we'll bring it to a close there, but you know, we just want to also say on the show, like, to all the people that are going to be affected by this, to all of the employees that have been, that we are aware of, have been laid off, and for those that we're not aware of but have been laid off, we, you know, are kind of, our hearts go out to you a little bit, you know, because we want, obviously, you know, Hasbro is one of those kind of companies, even though it's the big faceless organization kind of scenario, there are still a lot of people there that we, you know, kind of know and get on with and have good friendships with, and people that have worked there as well we're good friends with. So, you know, obviously we know it's affecting a lot of people. It's never, this kind of stuff is never nice. And it's just a shame that it's almost like mirroring what is going on with the world anyway, in the kind of shift away from toys towards entertainment. That kind of thing has happened so dramatically this year, more than any. Again, we don't want to kind of go into like any speculatory details or anything. Justin and I are really just discussing the story that's emerged. And yeah, we kind of hope that this kind of, I don't know, that everyone that has been laid off or will be laid off can get into another job very, very comfortably. I'm sure you'll be able to. The level of experience and creativity amongst those people is probably pretty high anyway. So hopefully that will get sorted out.
We can talk about how this is going to impact, you know, G.I. Joe or whatever, but there's people's lives that are kind of being impacted here too. And it's really a shame that even if it is some kind of corporate shuffling that they're doing to acquire a brand or to look good for shareholders, you know, that's pretty disappointing. And it's really not a good thing for all the poor folks who are ending up in the wake of this decision. So, you know, it's just really unfortunate at the end of the day. That's the worst thing about this all.
It doesn't even feel like Hasbro are a struggling company either. Like, I know they may have I mean, we'll find out on Monday kind of where the numbers lie, but even on the last report, they were still in the billions. Like, it was still, I'm sure it was something like, it was close to 4 billion, and there may have been a drop from the previous report. But at the same time, I didn't feel like, you know, when you're talking billions, how could you even think of anything being like a failure? Like, how could you even think of, like, you know, anything other than this is massive success? I know, obviously, there's you don't want to kind of start the trending and then it dropping. But I kind of feel like you've got a long way to go before it, you know, before it bottoms out.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you would think so. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Anyway, thank you, Justin, for jumping on. That's it for this installment of the Full Force News Burst. Thank you to my wonderful co-host, Justin Bell. See you next time, and as always, Full Force. Make sure you get involved with the discussion by liking, sharing, and commenting on these videos. And as always, you can keep up with the show after listening by following on Twitter @TheFullForce, liking the Facebook page, facebook.com/TheFullForce. And if you would like to contact the show, you can message us on either of these platforms with feedback, questions, or to say, who do you think you are? A serious operation now? No, not even close. Look out for more of these news bursts that we are posting on the Facebook page from now on. Full Force.